Simen Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph. If there's a candle in the house, whether it's shemen or it's a wax candle, and it's a chari adalas, it's behind the door. Mishnah Berurah explains that means when you open the door, the candle is going to be there, the shemen is going to be there, the ner is going to be there, and the wind is going to come and blow out the candle or affect the candle. And it's also to open the door on Shabbos because you're causing the wind to put out the candle, you're causing the wind to blow it out. The Mishnah Berurah says, there's a shalom achrenim. What if currently the wind's not blowing? Is it usher? Because at any moment the wind might blow. And it's hard to know the wind is blowing. The wind isn't blowing at this moment. Or if the wind's currently not blowing, it's fine. Shtabura says, Malkum Tchak's on the stock. He needs to get into his house. He needs to open the door of the house. You can make all if you open the door gently, slowly, that the opening of the door itself should not cause a wind to blow, a blowing of wind, so to speak, which could cause the air to go out. The Rama says that closing the door is fine. Opening the door is a problem because it might cause kivui. But if the door is open, you want to close it, that's not an issue, you can close the door. The Rambam also says that chaloy in the window that's connected to the ner is the same thing. So if you have a ner on the table, again, whether it's the old-fashioned shemen or it's a wax candle, nowadays many people bench lift with shemen, so you have the shemen again, and the ner is sitting on the table, if opening the window is possibly going to cause that's going to go out, then you cannot open the window. Closing the window is okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch discusses a different case. If you have a ner that's kavua b'kaisel, that's attached to the wall behind the door, as such that if you're going to open the door is going to bang against the wall where the candle is. Let's say the candle is in the wall, like on the side of the door. So opening the door all the way, it's going to bang into the wall over there. So then it's usher to open and close the door, kedarkai, the regular way, because it's a good chance that it's going to cause the door to bang on it. It's going to cause the door to bang on the wall over there by the ner and cause it to go out. It could cause kivoy, it could cause maver, depending if it causes the shaman to get in and there, how it gets closer to the psila, farther to the psila, could be a problem either direction of maver and of mechab. Then, Shulchan Aruch discusses a third case. If the ner is not in the wall, nor is it on the table, in the middle of the room, but rather, the ner is attached to the door itself. That when you open and close the door, also it causes the shaman to close it to the ner, farther from the ner, so that's also a problem. Because you're doing maver and mechaba when you open and you close the door. So you can't open or close the door. This thermos says a regular wax candle, it's not a problem. Even if it's attached to the wall, there's no problem opening and closing the door. Because opening and closing the door does not cause anything to happen. It does not change the level of the flame. It's only when it's shemen and there's a wick singing the shemen, there's a psila singing the shemen. So then by opening and closing the door and the ner is attached to the door, it can cause things to shift. It can cause either a bigger flame or a smaller flame. Now, you have to point out that you know when you open and close the door, you're not mechamed to make a bigger or smaller flame, but it's a psikresha. You know, it's Dov Hashem Mishkam, it's psikresha, as Mishnah Berurah explains, psikresha is also aser. But therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're able to do it gently in the way there will not be a psikresha, cause the flame to get bigger or smaller, the shemen to get closer or farther from the psila, then there's no problem. It's not an issue of mukta, that you're moving the ner, because you're moving the door, not the ner. The door does not become a basis dog or aser because the ner is attached to it, because the ikra of the door is to mishamish the bayis, to serve the house. And the door is bottled to the house, and the door is not bottled to the flame, rather it's bottled to the house. Now, even though we said that by a wax candle attached to the door, it's fine, because there's no problem with the flame, it's not getting bigger and smaller for opening and closing the door, if there's a good chance that by opening or closing the door, you can cause the candle to go out entirely, then you'll have a problem by wax candle also because then there's a problem of kivui. Sif Beis, Mechaber sends was not allowed to open the door to a house or to a room if it's connected to the Madura, if it's near the furnace, the fireplace. If the Madura, the fireplace, or whatever it is close enough to the door, that opening the door and causing a wind to blow, wind to go in, is going to affect it. And even if the wind is not so strong, there's not going to be a strong wind, it's the Ruch Mitzia, a standard regular wind, and a standard regular wind will not affect the fire. Still, it's also Gzera Otush En Mitzia. Gzera, you might come and do it when there's a Ruch En Mitzia, when there's an unusually strong wind. And there, it's definitely a Psikresha that the Madura will be affected if the Madura is close enough to the door. Mishnah Berurah says, if there's no ruach b'chlal, there's no wind b'chlal, then it's fine. But if there's a ruach mitziyah, there's a gzera utter ruach she'ena mitziyah. Now, sometimes you have an issue that when you open and close the door, that itself causes a ruach mitziyah. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Chedush Aran, and that'll be also. That's considered you have ruach mitziyah, and it's a gzera utter ruach she'ena mitziyah. Now this discusses really opening the door, connected the Madura, connected the fireplace. But the door is open and you're closing the door, that the Shulchan Aruch says that's not going to affect the Madura, it's not going to affect the fireplace, and therefore you could close the door because nothing's happening, you're not affecting the wind, you might be causing that more wind won't come in, but not directly doing anything to the wind or doing anything to the fire.